Sunday afternoon, the Northwest Arkansas Jazz All-Stars Youth Ensemble will conclude the fourth season of the youth program with a concert. Previous seasons of the program, which is sponsored by the Northwest Arkansas Jazz Society, the Walton Family Foundation, and Walton Art Center, have also ended with concerts. But 2020 is 2020, and this year's concert at Georgia's Majestic Lounge Sunday at 3 will be different. Robert Ginsberg, the founder and president of the Northwest Arkansas Jazz Society, talked with us this week about how the season has fared. He says it began in a very familiar way.
You know, this program is built, really, we start building it in October, where we take a program to the high schools in this region, and it's an infotainment type thing. It's the history of jazz. We talk about New Orleans. We talk about the music moving up the river to Chicago. We talk about the different styles of music. And it's a concert, but it's also a promotional tool for us to get music students in the various high schools interested in being part of a big band. And then we recruit them to audition. And it's been a really complimentary program for the high school jazz band programs. You know, the focus there in high school is really marching band and concert band, but there are some schools that have jazz bands as well. This is complimentary in the sense that we have jazz professionals that really focus on working through this intensive program with students, 12 weeks of rehearsals and then a performance and a studio recording. So the recruitment takes place from October through January, and then the end of January, we have the auditions, and then we start rehearsing in February after the band's been chosen. We were four or five rehearsals in when COVID hit, and obviously we could no longer bring 15 students together in a studio to rehearse. And the program was sort of collapsing this year when we decided that we could shift gears and make this a different kind of experience instead of the students having that wonderful opportunity to perform together in a room with a conductor working out, you know, the sectionals and the solos for big band music. We broke the students up into smaller groups again, that being the rhythm section, piano, bass, and drums, the saxophones, the trumpets, and the trombones. And the beauty of it was they really got to see what it is to build music in a studio environment. And that's really a part of their future if they are going to be musicians. Working in a studio is essential these days for any musician, and it's a different process than live performance, where you can have multiple takes and you can you're not, you know, hearing everything at the same time. So it was an interesting process, and I'll tell you, we were skeptical because it's a difficult process even for professional musicians. They play along with what's called a click track, which is basically like a metronome. So we know what tunes they're going to record, and we play this metronome click track, and they read their music and play along with it. So first it's just the piano, bass, and drums. We laid that track down first, rehearsed them several weeks, and then they recorded. Then they're out of the studio. Then we brought in the saxophones, and they played along with that track that the rhythm section recorded. They played their parts, and we rehearsed them several times, and then they recorded, and so on. Then, when all of that data, and Kyle, you can imagine, you have all of these separate recordings and all of these separate videos of the students. We went into Darren Crisp's studio, Crisp Recording Studio, and spent 10 days, really, almost 2 weeks, processing that, all of the different takes, choosing the best takes, building step by step all of the parts into one comprehensive video, actually two tunes, so two videos. And through the magic of studio editing, that's what now we have posted on the website for everyone to enjoy.
I mean, I know that the culmination of the NWA Jazz All-Stars Youth Ensemble is the concert. This year, of course, like so many other things, because of COVID-19, it's happening, but it's not happening the same way. What will happen Sunday?
Well, we're going to do a live stream, and people at this point are kind of used to that. We wanted the students to be able to perform in front of an audience, and we're going to do that on a limited basis. Only their parents and family will be there so that we can have social distancing. Everybody will be wearing masks. We're in an environment now that has ultraviolet treated air handlers. So the students will perform on stage at George's, and they've had a few live streams from there. And they will perform the repertoire that they did for their video recordings, plus some of the repertoire that they were working on before COVID hit, and we were going to have, you know, like 11 big band tunes that the students would do. It will be an abridged version of a concert that we usually have at Walton Arts Center, but it still will give that experience of being in front of a crowd, playing with their fellow students. And that's the other challenge of this. Part of the magic of a big band is the proximity and the way that the band sets up so that they can hear each other and play off of each other, because so much of jazz has to do with responding in the moment. Because we want to keep the students safe as well, this will be a whole different setup. They'll be spread way apart, particularly with students playing wind instruments. Mm-hmm. And that will require that we have monitor speakers where everybody can hear each other, and it'll be a different vibe. It's we're all kind of going into this not exactly knowing what the outcome will be, but the good news, Kyle, is that these students were so gifted and so committed to this project that they really just knocked it out of the ballpark in terms of their studio recording and the performance level of these students. Now, after 4 years of doing this program, some of them have been in the program for 2 or 3 years. I think they will rise to the occasion.
Robert Ginsberg is the president and founder of the Northwest Arkansas Jazz Society, and he talked with us earlier this week about Sunday's concert featuring the Northwest Arkansas Jazz All-Stars Youth Ensemble. It will be live streamed beginning at 3 from George's Majestic Lounge. You can learn more and see those videos Robert discussed at digjazz.com.